game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
To the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is March 3rd, 2016, and Slim, I think from this date on, people might consider this a legitimate podcast.
There's someone like officially associated with basketball.
I know. We have an official person from basketball on this podcast. We're not from basketball. I mean, our careers were cut short.
My career was over in like middle school, so yeah, that's pretty short.
So we have a special guest today, former NBA superstar and coach of the Texas Legends of the D-League, Nick Van Exel, joins the show. He'll be
Nick
on the
Quick.
Show. What?
Nick the Quick.
Nick the Quick, exactly, yeah. He'll be on the show a little later. And Slim, this is our most jam-packed show ever. This is what we enter for your consideration for some Emmys.
Oh, okay. I'll try to clean it up this time.
I know. Did you trim up your beard? Did you? Are you ready to finally win that first award like Leo did? Are you ready for all that?
If Leo came into the Oscars with the full beard, I think I would have enjoyed that a little more. So no. I'm going full Revenant.
That would have been incredible. He goes up there and he's like, "Ha, Alec Baldwin, you didn't have to shave this off."
Starts drooling out of his nose or something. Yeah, would have gone right with the movie.
So on today's show, we're going to recap news and notes from around the NBA, including some big games from that Lakers rookie. Have our interview with NBA superstar Nick Van Exel. Going to play another edition of Higher Lower. Preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks. And if that wasn't enough, Slim, we're going to wrap up the week at the movies with a new game for all of Razzball Nation to play.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to call D'Angelo Russell a top 75 player rest of season?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we were saying he's going to be really good to close it out.
I'm not sure he's ever going to be the steals guy, so that's the one thing that's probably not going to be there.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm looking at probably 20-6, something like that.
So I had the big game against the Nets on Tuesday, 39 points, 6 boards, 3 assists. Last night goes 24-1-6. He's got a steal in each of the past two games, but yeah, it's only 1.1 on the season. Last night, Kobe Bryant only played 10 minutes with a sore shoulder, and Jordan Clarkson had a little bit of a knee scare, but he should be fine. But with Kobe gone and Clarkson a little ailing, it's D'Angelo time. It's D time. We got to get them towers.
Yeah, Sweet Lou's down too, so there's just like no guard depth right now.
Oh, are you saying Marcelo Huertas can't carry the depth?
I saw he was getting picked up by like two people, so... Yeah, I guess that's your fifth string point guard now.
Oh, poor Marcelo Huertas. Wow, he played 31 minutes last night and had 8 assists.
I'm guessing nothing else.
9 points.
Oh, wow. I bet he made SportsCenter too, getting his ankles broken.
Poor Huertas. All right, Slim, I have an epic question for you. Rest of season. Marcelo Huertas or Nito?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you're playing in a league deeper than the REL. I'm not taking Huertas. I'll take Nito.
I've watched a little bit of Jazz, and Nito's looked kind of good off the bench lately.
Okay. Yeah, Shelvin Mack, he had a rough one last night.
Yeah, Nito's been hitting some threes. I'm trying to pull up his stats, but apparently his page loads slower than he is. Wow, that was mean. 7 points, 4 assists, and 10 points. 10-2-2-2-0 last game.
With all right. Shelvin Mack went 0-for-6 from the field.
Yeah.
4 assists, 3 turnovers in 24 minutes.
Man, if Exum is like 80% as good as they hoped he'd be with that 4th overall pick next year, they're going to be so much better.
If he has two working legs, he will be the starting point guard.
Well, I think that's a certainty. What do you make of DJ Augustine? I kind of wrote him off, but last night had 26 points, and Moutier was good too.
Yeah, and so was Gary Harris.
Well, that's kind of a cosmic given. That's like a universal law that Gary Harris is good now.
I'm good. I'm glad you accept it.
I do.
I'm glad, I don't need to bring Neil deGrasse Tyson here and prove it to you.
I would still, if we had Neil deGrasse Tyson and Nick Van Exel on the same show, like, that would just be incredible.
Yeah, we'd be breaking records all over the place.
I know. Everyone would listen.
The 23 minutes out of Augustine is kind of rough. 15 the night before. I mean, if I had to choose between him and, let's say,
Huertas. No, just kidding.
No, Norris Cole. I'll take Cole.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to chat Cole in a second. I'd take Cole as well. I mean, he's still starting.
So now you're talking between Augustine, Mack, and, like, Sloan? Probably taking Sloan. If I really needed points, I guess I'd go Augustine.
Yeah, I mean, he just doesn't do anything else. He didn't have 5 assists last night. But last 6 games, only 3 overall steals.
I mean, there is this could be the Lakers effect.
That's a good point. 23 minutes scoring 26 points and with Moutier good.
Yeah, that sounds like the Lakers.
Would you rather have Augustine or Moutier?
That's a good one. Man, Moutier is rough. I'm pretty sure he missed his free throws again yesterday.
Yeah, 0 for 2.
Yeah. I'm guessing in a 12 where there's better. But in a deeper league, yeah, I guess I'd go Augustine just because I know he's not going to kill my free throws.
Yeah, in a shallower, you just Moutier in and out when you don't need to worry about. I have him on one team, and I just benched him a lot last week because I was playing like a dead 11th place.
Okay, I mean, if you have a team where you can play a man down, then yeah, he's great. I mean, I'm looking at it. It's okay. Scoring it down.
That's some great analysis right there.
Yeah, it's top notch. All right, good. I'm making my money today.
What do you make of Mario Hezonja? Played 37 minutes last night, scored 21 points. I mean, didn't do anything else too crazy, but with Evan Fournier out with this wrist thing, what do you think Hezonja's chances are to be a 14-team league pickup?
It's possible. I mean, 15 the night before with no Fournier.
Actually, he did a good amount of everything else. He had 3 threes, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, and no turnovers. That was a lot better multi-cat line than I thought. Sorry.
So your question is, am I trusting a borderline player that plays for Skiles? I think I just answered that.
Way to answer your own question with your own question, Slim. I'm sure you feel smart now.
I mean, I'm looking at some of these games coming up, though. Phoenix, Golden State, Lakers, Sacramento, Portland. You know, there could be a run in there.
He might score 80 points against the Kings. Oh, my God. It's like every time there's a streamer you want that's, like, fringy, they play the Kings. They do incredible.
Yeah, I think Anderson had his best game of the year last night. Chris Anderson against Cousins.
Yeah. Yeah,
10-6 with 2 steals in the block. Jamichael
Green had a good one. Mario Chalmers, I actually streamed him in a league.
Yeah.
But the only one... Lance
Stevenson, did he have one of those?
Oh, poor Lance Stevenson. Did you see that Vine I put in Monday's
article?
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That,
you know, if that was for Indy, that goes in.
Probably. Actually, only that one season it would go in. Other ones, it wouldn't go in. He just had that one magic. That clip was just hilarious. It was so, like, stereotypical Lance Stevenson.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's done that multiple times each year. I think you could take, you could run those back-to-back and get a nice couple minutes out of it.
If you didn't read Monday's article in the 7 Ahead, that is one of my favorite video clips of any NBA player ever.
Yeah, I think he got beaten by all 5 defenders. Yeah, that's pretty good.
And then himself. what'd you say?
He's the 6th man of the year, defensively.
Yeah, for the other team.
So.
What do you make of Norris Cole? Last night, 21 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists. He's actually gotten 8-7-8 in the assist tally the last 3 games, and I was kind of writing this off with Eric Gordon and Drew Holiday healthy.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about, was Gordon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, past 3 minutes are there. I picked him up in one league where I needed a point guard.
Yeah, so he's 12-er worthy again easily, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, those assists, 8-7-8, there aren't very many of those out there. To find it this late in the year, it's golden.
Yeah. And, you know, this late in the season, and I think a lot of other people might have written this off, I think we can combine our forces and make a no halftime out of this. What do you think?
Okay. I'm going to avoid Norris Cole for tonight, though.
Who are they playing?
San Antonio.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not a good one. We'll save no halftime for someone else. Did you see, I was watching the Knicks, and they were losing by like 20. What else is new? They're terrible right now. But Jimmer Fredette comes off the bench and gets a standing ovation when the Knicks are down 20 and he gets some junk time minutes. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I'm guessing that was the sarcastic standing ovation.
Well, he's apparently from somewhere New Yorkish. I don't know. They were saying he's kind of hometown. I don't know. But let me see what his page says. He's from Glens Falls, New York.
Okay. And Brigham Young is in, what, Utah or something?
Yeah, well, he's a Mormon there in Glens Falls.
Oh, yes. I'm sure they're all over New York.
There probably is. They're everywhere.
Yeah, there probably is.
He scored 4 points and all on 4-for-5 free throws against the Blazers. It was just, anecdote. You can't pick them up or anything.
No, I think that might have been the standing ovation. Congratulations on your retirement.
I will say, though, if Melo gets shut down and there's, say, one or two other shutdowns or guard injuries, I could see him playing like 30 minutes a game the last like 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're already saying they don't expect him to get a second 10-day contract.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, they're trying to bring in a point guard. McCallum got dropped by San Antonio. They might bring him in. They were talking to Roten. Might bring him in.
I thought they might try to pull on their fans' heartstrings just to have something good happen.
I think someone with some upside might be the better way to go.
How dare you say that Jimmer doesn't have upside? He could score 45 points a game.
Yeah, for the Knicks, I believe it. But that doesn't mean they're going to win.
So maybe I was wrong to poo-poo Joe Johnson so much. He had a really nice encore game.
Yeah, efficiency.
Yeah, 10
of 13. Open shots when you play for the Heat.
Well, when you play against the Bulls with no one healthy. 10 of 13 from the field on Tuesday, 2 threes, 24, 5 and 2 with a block, 2 turnovers. I don't know. Shots went in. Hooray.
Yeah. The 13 shots and the minutes are good. They've won both games with them by a good margin, too. They're down to an 8-man rotation, so everything is nice and tidy for us. And, of course, you got Phoenix, Philly coming up.
Yeah, that's why I streamed Josh Richardson in a couple weeks.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
Even if he's not, those matchups, Phoenix, Philly.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good chance Wade takes a day off here soon.
Exactly. And, yeah, that's why I put him as a streamer in the 7 ahead. It's just great matchups there.
Yeah.
All right, well, I still think you like Joe Johnson more than I do. So we're picking Joe Johnson for you against his former Suns. Who do you think's a good matchup to go against Joe Johnson?
You could try to go like an Alex Lynn if you feel real good about it.
I'd like to pick another wing just for...
Well, you're not picking one from that team.
No, it needs to be who's a wing that I seem to like more than you do? I don't know if you... Well, I'll take weigh-ins. He hasn't been very good.
Sure he would. No, I mean, go with someone that goes tonight. We got Kings in Dallas. You got a Dallas wing you want? And that doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, I can't take Parsons. That's not fair.
No, I'll go Wesley, though. I think he'll do better than Wesley.
How's Wesley been doing lately?
Doing pretty good. He's coming on strong. Field goal percent's climbing back up.
Yeah, and they didn't play last night, so he wouldn't scale back on minutes. It is the Kings. Done and done. So no halftime. I am going to take Wesley Matthews. You are taking Joe Johnson. I'm going to make this a $5 contest. I am going to invite the Razzball League. Download the No Halftime app now in the App Store. When you download it, put in promo code Razz, R-A-Z-Z, all caps. You get $10 free to play with, Slim. $10 free out of nowhere just for listening to us morons.
They like us. They really like us.
They do like us. It's nice to be liked.
It is. It feels good to be appreciated.
Exactly. Exactly. So I've already created this challenge. Also, when you join it on the Leagues tab, join the Razzball League. You just click a button, you're in it. There's no password or anything. Get the app now. You can also play for $0 to get your feet wet. So you can download it, get that 10 free bucks, do a couple trial runs, and then start making your money from there. So get the Noah Halftime app now, where the fantasy sports season never takes a break. Slim, you want to know who else doesn't take a break? That's Dennis Schroeder, because he's awesome.
He's okay.
Oh, come on. He's okay.
Had some issues at the end of that game. I don't know.
What were his issues?
Oh, I got to look it up. Somebody else wrote about it. No, he wasn't very good at the end of the game. I know he played because Teague was worse.
Yeah.
What do you got? Missed some free throws late, took a bad three in the final possession. He's still young. I mean, the line wasn't all that great. Three turnovers, no steals.
It was Reggie Jackson-ish.
Yeah, it was.
17-3-9. Yeah, with the 3, 6 of 8 free throws. He was just nervous, you know, at Golden State. They put the ball in his hands for a big upset win.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the minutes going backwards, 29, 15, 14, 18, 40, 21, 18. Yeah, I dropped him.
I'm not a backwards looker, Slim. I like to look forward. I like to look in the future.
And there's about 20 turnovers in that 7-game stretch.
Oh, you're still looking backwards. Time to look forwards.
Teague is healthy still. He just had a bad game.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still holding him in a couple weeks.
I'll take Norris Cole. Minutes are there.
Yeah, that's close. That's close.
Teague's a low steals guy. Extreme turnover guy, even with his limited minutes.
I mean,
he's at 2.2 per game. Oh, I got to do some math here real quick.
Oh, no.
Slim, oh, don't worry. The computer's doing it for me. I'm not doing it.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, Slim's about to beautiful mind it right here.
2.2 turnovers in 20.8 minutes per game. really high.
He's mapping the way the pigeons are going on his window right now.
Oh, yeah. There's some guy in my head talking to me, but I'm just going to ignore him.
Damn you, Ed Harris, you're not real. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, yeah, I know. Come on, man. That movie's only 15 years old. Someone might not have seen it yet. I mean, we probably have commenters that are younger, but so what?
Oh, yeah, so. So I don't know how to pronounce players' names most of the time, but... the Rockets picked up, thanks to commenter Jake for bringing this to our attention too, but the Rockets picked up Andrew Gudeluk.
I assume it's Gouda, like the cheese.
Yeah, that's what I think as well.
Yeah, you got Gudeluk in the three Rockets you can do some stuff with that.
Yeah, so did the Rockets officially buy out Ty Lawson yet?
Yeah, they bought out Lawson and what's his name is gone? Thornton.
Thornton, yeah. So Gudeluk might have a couple minutes here, and apparently he's a really good shooter.
It's possible, and that is the only thing he does.
Dragunov.
Is he a good 3-point shooter? Yeah, I guess he's okay. I looked at his real GM stats the other day. Mm-hmm. Nothing really shot out at me. I mean, he's been playing okay in the, I'll just say overseas. There's a lot of leagues over there. I can't pick which is which.
He's 27, but his nickname is Mini Mamba.
Yeah, I think that might have to do with him playing with the Lakers. I don't think he gets that nickname for the Celtics.
In 11-12, he played for the Lakers for one season.
He shot a bunch of threes over in, what's that, China? But still, in 35 minutes, he was at 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. 1.5 turnovers, and this is China we're talking about. Only 2.5 free throws attempted. I don't know. If he gets minutes, I guess he can replace what Thornton did. I guess that's about what I'm thinking.
Well, Thornton was, like, usable for a while.
For a while. I don't think he gets that many minutes, though.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Jason Terry still gets his, and this is a team still fighting for the playoffs.
All right.
He's going to prove something in practice before he gets out there, I'm pretty sure.
Didn't someone pick up Michael Beasley?
Yeah, Rockets again.
Man, the Rockets are just picking up all of the China All-Stars right now.
Yeah, to say they're in flux would be a bit of an understatement. I mean, they benched Josh Smith and played Moody last night, but he's a terrible free throw shooter. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And I guess Beasley is, I wouldn't be shocked if he starts.
You think he starts at the stretch four?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
He's been playing. It's not like he's been on the streets.
It's true. Just won the MVP over there in China.
Yeah, we know he can score, which is something they need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked. I think he's going to go for a fair amount in the REO.
Oh, you think he... I was about to say, do you think he's going to actually be picked up?
Oh, I think he goes for, a goodly amount. There's still a handful of people at the top with some money to spend, and that's a good gamble.
And those teams include us and our combined $1 of fab left.
Yes.
You know what, Slim? You made fun of me for spending my money too early, but I have money and you don't.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't matter that I've had $1 for the whole season.
You made pickups the first week of the year and none since?
No, I've made a few. I've made like four or five.
Oh, you got a couple $0 ones, that's right.
A couple of them worked out really well.
Okay.
Well, you take that back.
All right. I mean, we have one move between us, or $1 left between us. But me and Nick Van Exel have one All-Star between us, so I'll take that. I'll take the All-Star.
Speaking of that, let's get to Nick Van Exel and chat with him now. And joining us now on the Razzball Basketball Podcast, a very special guest star, NBA superstar, and coach of the Texas Legends in the D-League, Nick Van Exel. How you doing today, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. This is a real honor for me. I watched you play growing up. I was a huge NBA fan. I was a tall kid growing up, so I played a lot. And your jump shot, that's just one of the big things I remember from the 90s. You were on a special Lakers team.
Yeah, I appreciate it. We had some fun times. We could never get over the hump and beat Utah, but it was fun.
I want to ask about one of your former teammate there. It's probably someone a lot of people ask you about, and that's, of course, Eddie Jones. What was it like playing with Eddie Jones? I was a big Hornets fan. I loved Eddie Jones.
Eddie was that was my guy. You know, we were neighbors, actually, when we played together out in L.A., and we're still friends to this day. Very good guy, very down to earth, and just a real good, humble guy. Love playing with him.
Yeah, his wing defense. He led the league in steals when he came over to the Hornets. He was just incredible for us the little bit of time that he spent over with the Hornets. How does his wing defense compare to some of the best wing defenders in the NBA now, like Kawhi Leonard?
I would put him right up there with Kawhi. You know, he has those long arms. And one thing he did well was he affected the rhythm of the offensive player. And, you know, once the offensive player gets in their rhythm and, you know, get the rock in you and try to, you know, set you up for their favorite shots, Eddie was so good at, you know, just reaching in there and knocking the ball out of his hands or just making him feel uncomfortable. And Kawhi reminds me a lot of EJ.
Yeah, I see a lot of the similarities too. Another guy that came over to the Hornets from the Lakers, the guy you played with, was Eldon Campbell. I met Eldon Campbell when I was in, I think, middle school, and I still remember to this day, that guy had the biggest hands of anyone I think I've ever met.
Yeah, Debo, me and Debo still talk as well. He's still out in L.A., so that's another good buddy of mine.
You guys, how many guys do you still keep in touch with from those L.A. teams?
Maybe 4 to 6 guys, about 4 to 6.
Wow! So the camaraderie, you know, carries over from your NBA seasons together.
Yes, sir.
Another Hornets connection with the Lakers. I grew up in the Charlotte area. Was of course that the Hornets drafted Kobe Bryant. What did you see when he came to the Lakers? He was 18 years old when he started there. Did you see the greatness when he was starting his career when he was first drafted?
I didn't see, him being as good as he turned out to be, but I did see a excellent work ethic. I saw a drive, and I saw his competitive nature. Like, he was just so competitive. His main thing was, when he first came in, was he's the best one-on-one player in the NBA. Like, he felt that at, 18 years old. And, one thing I tell everybody to this day is the things Kobe does in regular season games and playoffs, those are the things he does in practice over and over and over again. Working against a big man, 6'9", Corey Blunt, Sean Rooks, working against those guys every single day, shooting fadeaway jumpers and everything. So by the time he got into the game, it was just natural. It was an easy shot for him while everybody else would think, that was a tough shot. Kobe had already worked on it time and time again.
Yeah. So the trade deadline was a couple weeks ago in the NBA. You were involved in a big trade deadline deal at one point in your career. To someone that's just a casual fan, we only see the NBA side of it. We only see, is this a good fit for this team? What opportunity does it open for that team? What's it like as a player to go through that?
Well, it depends. If you want to get traded, I think you're happy. If you don't want to get traded, of course, you're upset. If an organization tells you that they're not going to trade you and they trade you, you get upset. Mm-hmm. So, it's a lot of emotions, that go through it. The biggest thing is you have to relocate. You have to get up and you have to move. And, change is always a little different. When you're on the upset end of it, you get really upset and you kind of hold a grudge for a while against that team that traded you. But it comes with the territory. Once you get used to it, once you get, in the professional level, professional ranking, you get traded or you see a friend of yours get traded, then it comes with the territory.
Yeah. So you're a coach of the Texas Legends in the D-League. What are some things that make the D-League unique in what you're doing that, most people wouldn't really know what coaching in the D-League is like?
Well, one thing is that these guys have a legit shot at, going to the NBA. There's been over 20-something call-ups right now with players in the D League that's getting called up to NBA teams with 10-day contracts. And, and that's what I love about it is, see some of these guys get that opportunity that they dream about. The D League is like a minor league baseball where, you don't get to stay in the 5-star hotels, travel, like the NBA teams. But, you get to see, the states. You get to travel a little bit, see different cities that you probably wouldn't go to. And the fan support has been pretty good, throughout the D-League.
So you're affiliated with the Dallas Mavericks, and a lot of teams are going that way. Do you see the D-League growing to the point where there's going to be a D-League team that's affiliated with every NBA team?
Yeah, that's their plan. That's their plan is to get each NBA team to have an affiliate. And I think that'd be really, really great. I think a lot of these teams that really invest in their D-League team, they get young talent and they're able to to watch that young talent grow and help their team, because a guy like Josh Simmons, who's been in the San Antonio Spurs D League for about 2 years at the Austin Spurs, and now he's contributing, you know, to the San Antonio Spurs. So, you know, teams that really do it well and take advantage of it, it can definitely help.
So do you see, I hope I'm not asking too personal a question, but do you see NBA coaching in your future?
I have no idea. You know, I'm not a guy who likes to jump, you know, all over the place as far as my thinking is concerned. Would I like to be a head coach in the NBA? Of course. Would I like to be a head coach in college? Of course. So, you know, I don't know where it would lead me, but, you know, if that opportunity presented itself, I would definitely, you know, take it.
Yeah, that would be incredible. I couldn't imagine the opportunity. I got to ask, so if you were a coach in the NBA, and I know, you know, your personnel is going to make it a different answer for whatever team you've got, but do you think you'd run your team more of the starters running a lot of cohesion together, or do you think you'd run a lot of different units, stick with a bench guy who's hot? Because us over here on the fantasy basketball angle, we want to know if you're for sure going to play our stud players 36 minutes a game.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I think if you don't play your stud players, you're not going to be having a job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to play the guys that are going to produce. And that's what it's all about. You know, you can play the bench guys. They can come in and do their roles and, you know, affect some games. But at the end of the day, your star players are going to win you most of the games.
That is an awesome answer for us in fantasy basketball, which means we will be way behind you if you're ever in the running for a head coach. You just let us know. We'll start a social media campaign. We'll go out and pick it for you. We'll definitely get you that job. Did you ever hear about anyone playing fantasy basketball while you were still in the game? Because, you know, fantasy started kind of getting bigger, you know, maybe like mid-2000s or so. So I don't know if it was, you were a little before its time.
Are we talking fantasy where you're paying or just free fantasy for fun?
Fantasy for fun where, you know, your people are drafting you. They're saying, oh, you played so good for my fantasy team. Anyone do that to you in your career?
I had a few friends that would play. And, you know, every time I would have a bad game, you know, they would call me and heckle me about it, talking about they were going to put me on the bench and trade me or whatever. But, you know, that's really about it.
Okay. Well, now, if you do become a coach of an NBA team, the amount of people playing fantasy now, you're going to get a lot more of those texts. People saying, oh, why did you play this guy only 20 minutes this night? Come on.
Yeah, I have seen recently fantasy has taken over sports.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for the guys who love to play fantasy, I mean, it's I guess you're like heaven. I guess just, you know, that, you know, all of this is happening with all of these fantasy leagues and different organizations that are coming up with all of these games and everything to play, and the fans are loving it. You know, I think it's pretty good for the fans to really feel that they're GMs, or, you know, they're creating a team and, you know, trying to win with it. So, you know, I like to see stuff like that.
Yeah, it's been big for the game, and the NBA is obviously getting that new TV deal next year. A lot more money coming into the game, which that's probably going to come down and help the D League kind of establish what we talked about, everyone having an affiliate. So it's been a good hand-in-hand help for everyone. So.
Yes, sir.
Well, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate having you. Like I said, I remember playing, I think it was NBA Live 97 when I was like in elementary school or something. You were my three-point shooter. It's a true story. So this was a real honor.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for hopping on with us. And like I said, we'll be cheering for you to get that head coaching job down the road if an opportunity arises. And have a good one. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks to Nick Van Exel for hopping on the show with us. Slim, was that the best interview you've ever heard ever?
Are you going to give away that just happened in 2 seconds?
No.
Don't give that away.
No. We obviously, you know, stopped and listened to it. And yeah, Why are you going so inside baseball right now with how this podcast is put together, Slim?
I know. This is like this is behind the scenes. You know how in the Oscars they kept showing you like the screenwriters edit?
Yeah. You're pretty
kinda
much
like that.
Thanks again to Nick for joining the show. Hopefully you enjoyed that interview, and maybe we'll have him on again. And Slim, I know, I'm just bringing this up to you now, but yeah, he said if he's going to be a coach, he's going to run his studs to win games. So we like to hear that if he's a head coach in the NBA.
Yeah. I mean, you did bring up how Thibodeau doesn't have a job anymore, though, right?
No, I didn't. But if a team is looking for another Thibodeau, it might be Nick Van Exel.
Right. I'll take another Van Gundy.
All right, Slim, I need you. You said you already told me you didn't have music, but that means you have to sing it. You need some higher, lower music. Nice.
I'm sure we owe them something for that copyright.
Yeah, no, whatever.
I guess there's probably too many. It's off by too much to really count.
Yeah, that's a good point. And although now that we have a little credibility, maybe we might start getting looked at for stuff like that. We need to be careful.
Our credibility might ruin us.
Yeah. Our credibility is growing now. All right, Slim, all three of your higher lowers are last 30 days, all right?
Okay.
All right, 30 seconds on the board. You have to get this one within 0.1, all right?
Okay.
How many threes is J.R. Smith making last 30 days? Go!
2.5.
Higher.
2.8.
Higher.
3.2.
Ding, 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 ding. Nice. Nice 5 seconds off the board there. You know, he's fifth in the NBA with 3.3s made in the last 30 days.
Yeah, I mean, when someone asked us about Eric Gordon, I had to look that up the other day. And, yeah, I was a bit surprised he keeps getting all this run.
Yeah, and one of these people is Eric Gordon and his two-game sample of 4 made. How is it 4 made? It must have included one game right before because he's – oh, no, never mind. He's made 4 in each of his first 2 games back, so – he almost shouldn't count.
Yeah, I think if you're playing against him, I guess you agree.
No, I just mean, like, he hasn't played the full 30 days. He's played 2 games.
Okay.
All right. Well, good job, Slim. Next on the board.
Yeah, I got 2 right now, right?
No. Get out of here with that.
Oh, you're telling me he was first on the list? He was leading the league?
He was second behind you-know-who. Come on.
Oh.
You know someone else is averaging more than 4 threes a game right now.
Hey, Russell went 8-for-12 the other day.
Yeah, that is true. He had threes, but it's still not as good as hitting 12 threes in a game, Slim. Come on.
Yeah, and 10 the next. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, come on.
I guess you can't really compare that.
Yeah. Get your head in the game. All right. You have to get this one exactly right. Over the last 30 days, where does Andrew Bogut rank among blocks leaders? Go!
17.
Higher.
As in better. 12.
Higher.
10.
Higher.
8.
Higher.
6.
Higher.
I shouldn't have traded him. 4.
Higher.
Oh, no. 2.
Lower.
3.
Yeah. Okay. Got a nice 15 seconds out of that one, I think. Wow. Andrew Bogut with 2.3 blocks a game last 30 days is third in the NBA behind Whiteside and DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, I'm seeing what he's doing. Besides that stinker at OKC, at OKC, yeah, it's been pretty good.
You know, everyone in the top 15 or so is like 90, 95 to 100% owned, whatever. He's 61%. There's one guy also in this top 15 with 1.9 blocks that's 17% owned. Can you guess
that? Chris Anderson.
No, this isn't part of your game. I just saw this.
1.7 in how many minutes?
1.9 blocks in 28 minutes.
Oh. Now Portis isn't quite getting that much. It's close, though.
Yeah. It is someone, like I said, 17% owned, available in a lot of leagues.
Yeah.
It's not really a center. Not a center.
It's not my boy. No, it's not Richardson, even though he's had a couple good ones.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
It's
how about Grant? Yeah, he's probably owned more.
No, that's it. That's Jeremy Grant.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Good job, Slim. I talked over you getting the answer there. I'm really impressed.
Right.
Last one on the board here. You've got about 10 seconds or so. All right, same question. How many, where does, in the last 30 days in steals, let's do what the number is. Within .1, last 30 days in steals, what is Chris Middleton averaging? Go!
2.2.
Higher.
2.4.
Higher.
2.6.
Hey, ding, 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 ding. Slim wins the prize. Good job. You get a Mazda Miata.
Sweet. I get a car. I get a car.
Yeah, Chris Middleton, third in the league last 30 days in steals. 2.7 a game.
Yeah, I imagine his overall rank is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it's up to 21 now.
In just those 30 days?
Yeah. Just those 30 days. I'll do for the season. Season average, he is... I'm theme show musicking myself. He's not even top 25. 28.
All right, and he got his steals up to, because it was really bad steals.
Yeah, it's only at 1.5, even after a month of 2.7.
Okay. I think he's more of the player in between those two numbers than he is either of those.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, 18-4-4 on the year.
Yeah, he's having a great year.
Yeah, those assists.
The assists, yeah, the assists have really come around. And man, what if he becomes a 2-steal-a-game guy next year or something crazy?
It's not out of the question, I guess. I mean, the threes are nice, too. Free throw volume has probably gone up, even though I didn't really look at it. Oh, yeah, he's doubled his free throw volume.
Yeah, it's gone way up.
You know, it's what is he now? He's he'll turn 25. Yeah, that's completely possible.
Yeah.
Could be a top 25 guy next year. I think we'll probably have him just outside of that. Probably in the 30s, maybe even... touching the 40s.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of the top wings, though, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
You could make an argument for him versus Clay.
Yeah, I think I might still lean Clay, but close. Would you take Middleton or Wiggins? Damn it.
I guess you got to go. Yeah. Middleton.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guess we're at the point now where Wiggins has to prove it before we do it.
Yeah, agree. There you have it. There is Slim winning the prize. He gets a Mazda Miata and a lifetime supply of popcorn.
All right, you know I'm taking that muffler off, though, right? How I roll.
Yeah. Looking at tonight's games, we got the Suns at the Heat, Spurs at the Pelicans, Kings at the Mavericks, stream your Mavericks, and the Thunder at Golden State. What are you watching for tonight?
Well, that night game's a good one.
Man, why do we have to be such grandpas? That's on way too late.
Yeah. I mean, the West Coast people have it rough, too. We've talked about that. I mean, imagine, you know, being a football fan and having to be just, you know, wrecked drunk at 10 a.m.
That sounds awesome. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you get your nap in by, like, 2. Yeah, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, it's better than having to wait till 1 o'clock at night to see, you know, if Steph Curry's going to score 50 points or not.
Yeah, then I get up at 5 and go play basketball. I can't stay up for that.
Yeah, that sounds great. Get 3 hours of sleep and, okay.
Yeah, awful. What else is going on? What Mavericks are worth streaming right now? I don't know, Felton maybe?
Yeah, that's probably a good one. If you don't believe in Zha Zha, then you could go with D-Lee, but...
Whoa, breaking news.
I'm just saying it's a stream. Slow night. There's only 4 games.
Wow, Slim endorsing David Lee. Wow, if we didn't have Nick Van Exel as our headline, I think that might have been the title of the show.
Oh, if you plan on having him for more than one game, though, then I will disavow all knowledge of this.
And yeah, as we mentioned, if you're still able to make a move today, if you're in non-RCL leagues, Josh Richardson against the Suns.
Yep. You'll probably have him for the rest of the week, but those 2 Philly matchups.
Do you want to pick him for 30 points?
No. Mike gets 30 combining everything else together.
Oh.
He's the three steals blocks guy. He's got a bit of a young Danny Green. He's Danny Green without quite the three-point shooting yet. But I think it'll come eventually.
Wow, you're big on Josh Richardson.
Only 22. Yeah, he's a good player. He is a just phenomenal defender.
Looking at the top 10 scorers.
I sent you a text the other day, and I said he's the wing version of Patrick Beverley.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I can actually see that.
How I see him.
Yeah. Looking at the top 10 scorers, Curry, Harden, Durant, Cousins, Lillard, LeBron, Westbrook, Brown, DeMar DeRozan, Blake Griffin, and Paul George tied at 10th. Who do you have for 30 points tonight?
I'm looking at that Miami game and thinking Whiteside could just blow them out. But no, I'll take Parsons. He's been ridiculous.
Oh, that's a good one. Gets the Kings. Whew, man, I was thinking maybe Dirk, but I don't know if he plays enough minutes.
Yeah, you were questioning me when Parsons came back and I called him top 50.
Yeah, that's looking spot on now. He's playing it. He's playing arguably some of his best ball of his career now.
Yeah, I bet he's top 30-ish the past 30 days or so.
Yeah, he's really come on. I think we said in our ranks, you know, it might be better not to draft him, but try to trade for him after a couple months.
Yeah, I had him in the one league, my punt free throw league, and I held strong. I like that team. That team's coming on good right now.
I think it's pretty much between Dirk and Klay Thompson. Oh, my God. Let's do this again. Klay Thompson was close for me last time. I think he had 26. Let's do this, Klay Thompson. Thragnoff me to a win.
Well, Roberson is out, so I guess that doesn't matter.
Yes, it doesn't matter. So make your 30-point challenge picks. Remember, just put your picks on this podcast post. We'll get you up on the leaderboard if you're in there. And it's still Slim 4, me 2, and J-Dubs 2. No commenters gotten more than 2, only J-Dubs. Pretty impressive.
Yeah. It's a lot harder than it looks.
Yeah. It's tough.
And last time out, there was a bunch. Like, almost everyone got over 20, but nobody hit 30. Yeah. Nobody guessed Russell that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. Last time, only Russell was the only correct pick, and that would have been a tough one. So, all right, Slim, let's go to the movies. And I know I'm if you say that a certain podcaster from ESPN, if you say anything that he does, he claims that you're copying him. But this is a fun game. I don't care. It's fun. Fantasy Movie League. Slim, did you join my invite?
Nope, I'm looking at it right now.
All right, so what you do is you got a Fantasy Movie League. They're starting a new season. It's the season of spring. I think they do 12-week-long seasons. But it's a good way to play with fantasy movies with us. I'm going to have the link in the podcast post here, but make your – it's called your team is like your Cineplex, whatever. Join it now and join the league Razzball, and I made it private only for Razzballers. Okay, password is Rball, RBALL. That's the password.
He caps in there?
No, lowercase. And I'll put this in the link in the post too. But it's gonna be a fun. We're gonna talk this every Thursday for I don't know the rest of the season, I guess.
No, rest of our lives.
Oh man, my cold is still not gone. All right.
Yeah, you might need to do a little bit of editing in there and maybe turn that volume down during that.
No. People will feel my pain.
Someone's got their headphones in, man.
I just deafened someone.
Oh. Coughed all up in their ear.
But what you do in Fantasy Movie League is you have 8 screens for your team or Cineplex or whatever. And every movie that's coming out that weekend or is out right now costs a certain amount from your budget. You have $1,000 worth of budget. Any of the big ticket movies that are going to win the box office costs like $700 of your $1,000. So you can't just load up on all Star Wars when Star Wars came out. You have to kind of allocate to other movies. So it's a lot of fun. It's kind of like playing in a salary cap or kind of making like a DraftKings DFS kind of lineup.
Yeah, except you can't really know what's going to happen going into the weekend of a new movie.
Exactly, exactly. So there's some strategy to it. So have you made your Cineplex yet?
No, I will today.
All right. So get on Fantasy Movie League. It's a lot of fun. Join the Razzball League. Password Rball. The link will also be in this podcast post. Hopefully we'll have some people join the league. My team is called Third Base during Pirates of the Caribbean. Maybe too anecdotal from my puberty years growing up.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that movie was probably pretty popular back then. The high school crowd.
And my Cineplex this week is I got Zootopia. I get one of those. It was the highest budget one, but I think it's going to do well.
Okay.
I got a Whisko Tango Foxtrot in one. I think it might do okay. Those are kind of pricey, so then I fill out with Revenant and 5 screens of The Witch.
The Witch.
It's gotten good reviews, and it was cheap.
All right. Yeah, I mean, there's some Oscar movies that are still being played that are probably pretty cheap that might do okay. I mean, is Spotlight getting a little bit of a reboot?
No, there's only 15 options, and Spotlight wasn't one of them.
Okay. I bet there's cinemas playing it, though. But yeah, okay.
Well, yeah. I think they picked the 15 that are most often shown. But, yeah. Another part of strategy is you can have an empty movie screen, but it takes $2 million off of your box office receipts. So I tend to not like to have an empty screen.
All right. I mean, you learn that strategy as you go.
Yeah, I mean, I've only done this a few weeks, so I don't know.
But you're cleaning house, right?
I did have close to a perfect lineup once, but a lot of other people did.
The 8 screens of the kids movie?
Yeah, the Kung Fu Panda week. How did you know that?
You told us last time.
Oh, did I really? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I had week 12 of 13 for the last one, I had 7 screens of Kung Fu Panda 3 and 1 screen of Race.
Okay. You know, I do have a show that I started watching that I is definitely something I'd have to recommend.
What's that?
That new HBO show, Vinyl.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it takes place in 1973. It's created. See, the first episode was definitely directed by Scorsese.
Oh, cool.
Mick Jagger is a producer. It's got Cannavale, Bobby Cannavale. He's really, really good in it. He's got some stupid range.
I don't know who that is.
Anything. You see him, you'll recognize him immediately.
What else is he in?
Let's see. He's the guy in Ant-Man. You know him from that.
I never saw Ant-Man.
Oh, really? That's a good show. Or a good movie. Nurse Jackie, Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
Now we're going back into the 2000s.
Which is about as far back as you can go, because...
Will and Grace.
No.
And you were watching Third Watch back in 99, right?
I'll go back.
He's been in a lot of stuff. Okay. He's really good.
I'll go back and look him up.
What's her name's in it? What is her name? She's a good one. Olivia Wilde.
Oh, yeah, she's good. I like her.
Juno Temple. She's pretty good.
I don't know who that is. All right, Slim, you're rattling off too many cast members that are too obscure.
It's good. The music is absolutely phenomenal. It does what I really liked Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. When they would play a song, they wouldn't just play 10 seconds of the song. They'd play the entire 2-3 minute song.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the same thing here.
Yeah.
And it's really, really good. And the way they have like cameo kind of things of real people, but back in 73. And the guy who was the actor who played as the lead singer for Led Zeppelin, I could not tell the difference. It looks just like him.
Robert Plant, right?
Yeah.
My buddy on his honeymoon had a beer with Robert Plant. They went to a small resort in like Costa Rica with like 50 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't think I'd recognize him with his shirt on.
The same can be said for our relationship, Slim.
Oh, well, this is true.
We're going to wrap the show there. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Special thanks to Nick Van Exel for joining the show. That was awesome. I you could probably hear in my voice, I was nervous. It was so cool. I don't know. I've got like a million Nick Van Exel cards.
Nice.
And like I said in the interview, I said he was one of my favorite shooters on NBA Live 97 on Super Nintendo. It's true. That was a true story.
Yeah, just make him feel old. Just go ahead.
Nah,
he was 20 years ago when I was a wee lad.
I didn't mean to go there, but I did. And it was funny. He enjoyed it. So.
Of course. You know he played as himself in those games, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Like, look at this. I'm going to dunk on Kobe.
I would have made that in real life. Come on, I'm suing. thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks again to No Halftime for helping with the show. And Slim, have yourself a good weekend. I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah. This is we're getting there for some college basketball. Next weekend's the big one, but yep, some good games this weekend. You got a big one, don't you?
Yeah. UNC Duke's going to be a good one.
I'll be rooting for Duke in that one.
You are un-American.
I need my UM to have their regular season title. They don't have one of those yet.
Oh, your senior team. Get out of here. We'll be back next Tuesday. Have a good one. And Slim, I'll catch you later.
Yes, sir.